How do you fill in boreholes in furniture, David?
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, any sort of wood filler will do that job for you. I suppose it just depends on the particular piece of furniture, whether that's something you want to do. If you're going to paint over, it probably is. I mean, sometimes the bore damage can be part of the look of the piece, actually.
Do you know what? I'm kind of with you on that one, David. Yeah. It's I worked on a property and had old Koldi floors running through it, and some of the boards had been nibbled. Some hadn't, funnily enough. It was pretty sporadic. And so we treated the floor, and then we went through and we just oiled the floor over the top. And there was an element of this is what it is. It's an old house. It's an old floor. I mean, you know, the property was well over 100 years old. So I guess it kind of added to the intrinsic charm of the floor and filling it. I kind of looked at it and went, well, it's going to look kind of spotty and patchworky. Stan, have you ever attempted to repair bore damage or anything like that and fill it?
If it was weather boards or something like that that you're going to paint, then just going over with some wood filler and filling those holes and then painting over, obviously after you've treated the wood, whether it's even just injecting those flight holes with a bore injector aerosol. So it sort of depends on what it is, what effect you want, but certainly I've had floorboards like yourself where I've just sanded them back, actually, and it tends to open up the labyrinths that the borer have created within the wood, and it can have a really good antique effect on the floor.
Yeah, I think it can. So borer treatment, if it's a bad infestation, is it something you can do yourself? It is, really, isn't it? You can get stuck in.
It is something you can do yourself, as long as you can access the timbers. Sure. There are certainly companies that will come and do the job for you. If you are thinking of getting it professionally done, then I would recommend choosing a company that's a member of the Pest Management Association of New Zealand, who should know what they're doing. generally, it is something that you can do at least most of the work yourself.
Hey, so where do the beetles actually come from?
Right, yeah. Well, they're naturally out in the environment. They're normal. Food source would be dead trees. So they are around you all the time. So it's not necessarily something that you've brought in on a piece of furniture or anything like that. They will literally fly in the window.
Right. Wow, that's interesting. So you think you're safe, but you're actually not.
Well, if you've treated the timbers, you are.
Right. So what do people charge, actually, if they kind of come to your home roughly to treat your house for borer? What sort of money are you looking at?
Oh, it can be anything from a few hundred to many thousands of dollars. Really just depends on the situation.
Right, fair enough. So run through the products for me briefly again. So what have we got? What are the options I've got for as a DIYer at home?
So if you're going down to Mitre 10 or Bunnings or your local hardware store, you'll find a fluid for treating the bare wood, which from Kiwi Care is no borer wood protection. Comes in a concentrate and a ready-to-use form. Then there's an injector aerosol for the like of flight holes in painted weatherboards, etc. Well, you're not stripping the paint back, but you want to protect the timber as much as possible. You can inject those little flight holes with the aerosol that has a nozzle. You stick the nozzle in the hole and you give it a squirt, and that's a good thing to do because the female borer beetle, when she's looking to lay eggs, she's looking for bare wood, and if she's outside, that bare wood is not. She won't lay her eggs on paint, but she will lay her eggs in old flight holes. So if they're treated, that prevents that reinfestation. And then to fumigate, there's the No-Bug Super Fumigator, which is the water-activated one, and it's generally known as the Bore Bomb, and that's the one you would use in the house and in roof spaces and under the floor to control the adult beetles this time of the year.
So if people want to learn a bit more about the products and find out more information, whereabouts can they go? What's you've got a website people can look at?
Yes, kiwicare.co.nz. And you'll find all sorts of information on Boer and what products to use and how to use them and where to purchase them.
Fantastic. Hey, thank you so much for taking your time out today, David, to have a chat to us about Boer. Yep. Enjoy your Christmas break, and I hope you're not hunting time. Bugs.
Oh, well, they never stop, so
they never sleep. Thank you so much for taking time out, mate.